In Willets Point, Queens, local business owners and a group that protects city parks are expressing concerns over reports that developers, including the owners of the New York Mets, have considered building a gambling casino on city parkland. At issue is the fate of the Willets Point development project adjacent to City Field, which hands over public parkland to developers, including the owners of the Mets, and shuts down a number of auto repair businesses to make way for a massive residential and commercial development project. Developers have promised their project will generate millions of dollars in revenues for the city. But with the state legislature considering expanding gambling, the project could eventually include a casino. WBAI's Jose Santiago discussed the issue with Jeffrey Croft, president of New York Parks Advocates, one of two groups that recently uncovered documents outlining the controversial casino proposal.
A group called Willets Point United and our group got a hold of documents from the original proposals for Willets Point, and no one knew who submitted proposals. And no one knew what those proposals said. One of the most, or the most controversial proposal was the related companies and Sterling, Fred Wilpon, who owns the Mets, they put in a proposal to build a 3.2 million square foot casino and entertainment complex, 900,000 square foot casino, 1.8 million square feet of retail with a movie theaters and live theater and a pool up on top and bowling alleys, and they expected millions of people to visit this casino and entertainment complex. And, you know, obviously very controversial. I mean, it's hard to think of a more morally corrupt project than putting a casino on public parkland in the middle of low-income communities. It's a shocking proposal, and I think that's why it's getting the attention it is.
Now, what the city did approve did not include a casino, but is your feeling that this idea is still alive?
Now, what the city is doing, you know, they're trying to spin and say, oh, this was never considered, it was just a proposal, but they're not going on the record to say if gambling was approved for that area, for that site, that they wouldn't accept this plan or revisit it or, you know, go for another gambling plan.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can't have it both ways. You know, the city should go on the record and say, we will never allow gambling in that area. Mm-hmm. And the fact that it's public parkland, this plan it's insidious on so many different levels. It also included a 31-story hotel, a bridge that would bring gamblers from downtown Flushing. Yeah, it's pretty crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, again, we don't know. I mean, first of all, the city has refused to release the proposal that was accepted from the related company and Sterling Equities. We've never seen it. You know, show us the proposal. There's some language in there, you know, entertainment complex, but, you know, that's pretty innocuous. But the current plan, again, would seize the parkland in Flushing Meadows Corona Park, which is adjacent to City Field, and if they don't need that for parking, then, you know, restore it back to parkland. That's obvious. The community, you know, they don't want these projects. They're incredibly disruptive, and on the Willets Point side, you know, you have businesses that have been there for a long time. You have businesses that have been trying to get basic city services there for a long time, and, you know, they don't want their properties taken from them. You know, the city has made no effort to deal with this. They just want what they want, and that's it.
So in terms of the overall project or projects, how far has this gotten? Have businesses been removed, et cetera?
I was actually out there on Saturday, and a bunch of the businesses told me that, you know, they had received eviction notices, and they had to get out by a certain date. But I do know that people have gotten notices,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a sad thing. I don't think a lot of people understand until you go out there and you see what kind of a community it is, and the fact that the city just completely discards those businesses out there and the impact they have on, you know, these are viable businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen this up in the Yankee Stadium project where the mall up there that Related built. They displaced, you know, all those businesses. there in that market, and it's, you know, that's they were there for, you know, really, 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 really long time, and the city just sets its sight on something and it does what it wants to do and not necessarily what the public wants.
Mm-hmm. So what do you want to see now from the city and from the developers and everyone involved in this?
To walk away from any of these proposals. Leave our parkland alone. Leave our parkland alone for the Major League Soccer, the proposed Major League Soccer and stadium, and for the proposed expansion of the United States Tennis Association. It's parkland. You know, leave it alone. The Willets Point proposals clearly don't work for a number of reasons, and help those businesses out. It's pretty short-sighted.
Jeffrey Croft is president of New York Parks Advocates. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.